Outdoor pursuits at the weekend are captured on the front pages. It's Croke Park for the Irish Independent. Caroline Quinn's photograph shows two young Kerry fans, one wearing a long red beard, celebrating their county's victory over Tyrone yesterday in the All-Ireland semi-final. The Fláthiúil in Drogheda makes the front page of the Irish Times in Tom Honan's photo of fiddler Clodagh Harney and her brother Tomás on tin whistle. Puck Fair in Killoglan, County Kerry, features in The Independent too, with a photograph of King Puck being crowned by the Queen of the Fair, 12-year-old Maeve McCarthy. That photograph is by Don McMulligal. And the Irish Examiner front page picture by Diane Cusack shows a woman cyclist struggling to ascend Patrick's Hill in Cork City and being pushed along by a man at the end of the Tour de Munster charity cycle yesterday. There's history in the papers too. The Examiner has a two-page article about Daniel J. Mannix, born in Cork and later to become Archbishop of Melbourne. As Ryle Dwyer writes, he opposed conscription in Australia during the First World War and was a thorn in the side of the British for his championing of Irish independence. The Irish News has a four-page report on the Battle of the Bogside, which took place in Derry over 3 days in August 1969. It ended on the 14th of August, Seamus McKinney writes, when British soldiers marched into Waterloo Place. And as he puts it, the people of Derry declared victory over the Northern Ireland State, the RUC and the B Specials. The Times also records the events of 50 years ago. Derry erupted in flames as CS gas was used for the first time in the north, the paper says. And Freya McClements reports that the family of Patrick Rooney, who at the age of 9 was the first child killed in the Troubles, continues to seek a prosecution after his shooting in Belfast. The Times leads on its front page with a report that women may once again have to wait longer to have their smear tests examined under the state's cervical cancer screening programme. As Paul Cullen reports, it follows the exit of the main Irish-based laboratory from the programme. In the Independent's lead story, Catherine Donnelly reports on what she calls key changes in rules about granting school pupils exemption from compulsory Irish, which are being introduced in the new school year. In one reform, she says people with a learning difficulty, such as dyslexia, will no longer need a psychological assessment to support an application to drop the subject. This, she describes, as a game changer. Further reforms are reported in the Examiner's lead story. Juno McEnroe reports that childminders are to be subject to Garda checks, home inspections and minimum standards of care under reforms to be announced for the unregulated sector. The paper notes that only 120 carers out of tens of thousands are registered to look after children in the minders' own homes. There's much coverage of Jeffrey Epstein, the well-known financier who had been charged with sex trafficking underage girls and was found dead in his prison cell in Manhattan on Saturday. It's the lead story for the Irish Sun, which carries speculation about famous names linked to Epstein, and there are many pages about him in the Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Daily Star leads with a report that police in Malaysia are said to be very worried, as it says hopes fade of finding the missing Irish girl Nora Quarran alive. The Irish Daily Mirror gives prominence to the confirmation by Irish officials that the Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, and the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, will come face to face for Brexit talks, but that the backstop is off limits. Leo sets up Boris showdown is the headline.